It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
Finally finished. It's been forever, it seems like. But between the weather and COVID, it just hasn't happened. But today's the day we will make a home buyer into a home owner. Yay. Another taxpayer in Bowie County.
So you persevered through the COVID situation, which slowed everything down, especially everything. With volunteers and things
yes.
like that.
No volunteers. It's been exhausting,
it's
but
hard
we're
to,
here.
Hard to run a volunteer-type organization
That's
with no
right.
volunteers, isn't it?
That's right. But, and even more so without money.
Yeah.
So, you know, it takes money to hire trades professionals mm-hmm. and buy materials and everything else. But we've made it.
You made it, and things are starting to happen.
That's
now.
Right. Today okay. is 89 degrees. It's a beautiful day.
Oh, it's a beautiful day for mm-hmm. opening of a home. Tell us a little bit about, I know the homeowner, she... It's not given to her. It's not, as you said, it's not a handout. It's a hand up. She's excited and has been doing the work that she needs to do.
That's right. She is a home buyer right now until we close today mm-hmm. and she signs on the dotted line. Then she will be a home owner.
Yeah.
She's thrilled. She's worked very, very hard. We have a great partnership with Harvest Texarkana, and she put in, our home buyer, put in 100 hours of volunteer time before we started building. And then, of course, all during this COVID time, she's worked at her church. She's worked at various different nonprofits, but mainly a lot of her hours were over at Harvest Texarkana. And in turn, Harvest Texarkana will also stock the fridge and the pantry.
That is so nice to be able to walk in and have that.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. And they did that with our previous houses. It's just been a great partnership to have them on board. And it just makes sense to have a homeowner that's walking in to a brand new house with a complete fridge and pantry, and she doesn't have to worry about that. She can just concentrate on getting everything in place.
Right. And you were talking about the fact that she's going to have a mortgage.
That's right.
Yeah.
she's never had such a big purchase, mm-hmm. but she's worked hard. She's has saved her money, mm-hmm. and she is signing over that check today.
That is going to be so great, and it is going to be a beautiful day to have that. Congratulations, Mary Warmington from the Habitat for Humanity, Texarkana, and Caleb from Greater Texarkana Young Professionals. Y'all are teaming up for something very special for your next kind of project. Mary, talk a little bit about people. You need volunteers all the time, really.
All the time. Not just for building.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about what they can do to help people
out
there.
That's right. Well, one of the things that we really need is someone that can help us with our donations.
Mm-hmm.
We have calls all the time, almost now daily, where people want to, they're remodeling and they want to get rid of their new their dishwasher and their washer and dryer and things like that. Well, I have, you know, just a small car. I can't go pick all that stuff up.
Yeah.
So I need somebody that can say, hey, just call me and I'll go pick up the items,
mm-hmm.
and they'll store them for us. We have a house that we've been using to have quarterly garage sales, and it generates some money. Because of COVID, we haven't had one in
right
however long this
sure.
has been,
5 or 6 months,
and so we need people right we need people that can then stage it and tag it and things like that, that people just like to do busy work. But this house that we've been trying to finish, we've had 3 volunteers that have gone over there. Sometimes at separate times, mm-hmm. because you can't all be indoors at the same time. And so there's always little things that can be done. There's something for everyone. I have an office worker that comes in at least 2 or 3 times a week and will keep me in line
right,
and
yeah.
file and all
that
stuff. So there's lots of things that can be done.
So it sounds perfect. It could be somebody who has a full-time job, but it sounds perfect for somebody who has a part-time job or maybe semi-retired or retired or anything like that. It's got a little time and can be flexible, right?
That's right. That's mm-hmm. right. I call my 3 retirees that are always there willing to do things, but most of my board, including my board chair, all have full-time jobs.
There you go. On the Pig, 103.985, mypigradio.com, the My Pig Radio Morning Show, John, Anna, and friends on Friday, August 21st. Weekend time is here. We've got Mary from the Habitat for Humanity Texarkana and Caleb from the Greater Texarkana Young Professionals. You guys are teaming up to do something kind of neat and kind of special, and people can get involved in this. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so Mary's group came up with a pretty neat idea on a fundraiser, because everybody's having a hard time with doing fundraisers. There's been so many things canceled, but they've come up with an idea that can be done safely and hopefully raise a lot of money for Habitat for Humanity, and it's called Nail a Stud. So,
All right.
John's ready.
All right.
So, basically, I mean, Habitat for Humanity houses, I mean, they're built from studs. So, the thought is roughly 300 studs go into a Habitat house. So, we're going to sell the studs. It's basically a sponsorship type set up for individual studs. And we have different levels that people can sponsor at. One is a super stud, where you get 10 studs, and we have a marketing package on different things you have available for the different levels. The next is a stud muffin, which I've heard that you may only sponsor one stud, but you are in fact a stud muffin, John. And then we just have the
then you have just a stud, right?
Yeah,
just a stud. So, all right, well, sounds good. Yeah,
we're pretty excited about it. And basically what you do is you buy your stud or studs, you and your team, whether it be a business or family or church group, doesn't matter. Just buy your stud, paint it. If you want to write a scripture verse or something inspirational on it, the studs will actually be placed in the new build. We're pretty excited about it. And on September 18th, that's going to be the deadline to submit the stud. Everybody will have their stud judged by a third party, just independent reviewer, hopefully, as independent as we can get.
That's right.
And they'll narrow it down to three, and we'll do a selection and hopefully have some prizes for those top three studs that are selected.
That'll be great. So an individual can do it, a family, a church group, a business, whatever they want to do in the three different levels, a stud, stud muffin, and super stud, and get involved in that. How'd y'all come up with this idea? It's a great idea.
It's a really great idea, and originally what we wanted to do is actually have a runway, and all the studs run down the runway with their with their stud, and then there would be a judging and all of that. But since that's really not possible, we kind of just threw it out there, and the GTYP are fabulous. You know, they're young professionals, and they've got ideas, and they're making a difference in our community.
They are. Absolutely.
They don't sing their praises enough about all of the things that they are doing in the community. So we were really honored that they chose Habitat for Humanity as their quarterly charity. They just ran away with it. We just came up with the idea, and they took it, and now they're ready to promote it. So we're ready to sell those studs. And it people can get really, really creative. And the beauty about it is that these studs will go into that foundation of the house. People can know that their stud is in that house.
You can know that my pig radio stud help build it.
That's right. It can be the cornerstone.
Yeah, you were talking about the fact that some people, especially if you're an individual or something like that, you may want to get involved and do this, but you know, you've got a little car, you don't have a truck.
Well, I have a truck.
Yeah,
I
there
will
you go.
Bring you a stud. So we have a setup to where for $10 additional, and all the funds will go directly to Habitat for Humanity. GTYP doesn't get anything, just directly to Habitat. So for an additional $10, someone from GTYP will deliver a stud to you, and we can come and pick it up as well. And say, for instance, you don't have any artistic abilities whatsoever, and you do not want to paint your stud, for $75, someone from GTYP or Habitat will paint your stud
all
for
right.
you.
So you guys will help out. If they need 103.985 mypigradio.com, the My Pig Radio Morning Show, John, Anna, and friends. Mary from the Habitat for Humanity Texarkana and Caleb from Greater Texarkana Young Professionals have joined us this morning talking about projects they have going on. We'll kind of recap that real quickly in a minute, but it is time to play a game, and do not look at the screen, because that would be cheating.
I can't see that far anyway.
Well, okay. and it's going to be yes or BS today, so I'm going to give you a statement, and it's either yes or it's Barbara Streisand, as I call it, BS. Competitive art used to be an Olympic sport. Competitive art. Is that yes or BS?
What would I'm be your yes.
guess? He would say yes. What would you say, Mary?
I was going to say it was BS, but now I'm convinced it's yes.
You're going to tag along with Caleb.
Yes.
And it's a good thing you did, because yes, at some point, competitive art used to be an Olympic sport.
Wow.
So there you go.
Well, we are going to make this stud.
Competitive art.
Competitive.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. The first use of OMG was traced back to 1963. Is that yes or is that BS?
BS.
BS.
I'll go BS too.
Well, you are correct, but actually, this is what surprised me about it. It actually goes back to 1917.
What?
They used OMG. How about that? For a short time, the city of New York was actually named New Orange. Is that yes or BS?
I'm going to say BS.
Caleb says BS. What do you say, Mary?
I agree. BS. Yeah.
Well, believe it or not, it is actually true. It was yes.
Orange?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why?
I don't know why. It doesn't explain that.
Why?
Let's see. Three more here. You will shed around 200 pounds of skin during your lifetime, you snake. No, I just threw that in there. 200 pounds of skin you'll shed during your lifetime. Is that yes or BS?
I'll say BS on that one.
Okay, Caleb says BS. What do you say, Mary?
Well, again, I was going to say yes, but I'll go with yes.
Mary, you're doing a good job of following because Caleb is right.
Oh, good.
It's only actually about 40 pounds, not 200 pounds, but you do shed about 40 pounds of skin during your lifetime.
Too bad you can't lose it all at once. 40
pounds right now.
All right. And animals yawn based on how large their brain is. The bigger the brain, the longer they will yawn. Is that yes or BS?
Well, I know it's true for humans, so we're animals, so I say yes.
What do you say?
I say yes, too.
And yes, this is true. And finally, Anna, in Anna's honor, Anna, Anna is from Canada, as I call it, Canada. Canada eats more macaroni and cheese than any other country in the world.
I would say yes.
Say that again?
I can believe that. Yes.
Okay. As a matter of fact, it is correct. Yes is the correct answer. I didn't ask her, but she already knows that. She tells me all about the Canadian mac and cheese.
Is it five cheese mac and cheese, or is it just plain mac and cheese?
All varieties.
All varieties.
They just love mac and cheese in Canada. There's no real reason for it. They just love it. So there you go.
Interesting.
You guys did a good job. Well, Mary, you did a great job of following Caleb.
Yes, I do that well.
That was very wise.
He's up and coming, you know, leader of this community.
Yes,
so
he is.
Who better to follow?
I'd follow. Yeah, I would too. Okay,
it's
you got.
A bad idea.
you're dedicating the house today.
Yes, 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm. And then one more time, the nail a stud.
Yep. So nail a stud. Contact DTYP on our Facebook page, or reach out to Habitat directly to get your stud. And like I said, that we can have it delivered to you. We can even paint it for you as well. And Mary was talking about a kind of a runway show for the studs that we're not able to do anymore. Right. But we're going to try to turn to social media and everybody market your stud, and you'll be judged based upon your marketing skills. So say you can't paint very well, but you're a great marketer, you can get some credit for that as well.
All right. Anna, market your stud.
Okay.
Sounds like this is a great idea, and I hope a lot of people, individuals, church groups, civic groups, businesses, industry, get involved in this to help out. We love Habitat for Humanity, and we love Greater Texas County Young Professionals. You guys are doing such a great job in what you do. We appreciate everything that both these groups do, and that we thank you for coming in and spending part of your morning.
Thank you. It's been fun.
All right, we'll have you back soon on the
thing. Okay.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.